Track 7, more news. Rails and Ales Festival at Heritage Railway. South Devon Railway invites guests to embrace the upcoming bank holiday weekend in true West Country style as its Spring Rails and Ales Festival is set to return. From May the 23rd to May the 26th, travellers can board heritage steam and diesel trains at Buckfast Lee or Totnes and journey through the Dart Valley to Staverton, where the Devon Diesel Society's award-winning beer festival awaits, with up to 60 craft ales, ciders and beers to sample. Service trains run at regular intervals throughout each festival day, offering the perfect blend of nostalgia and refreshment. Once at Staverton, visitors enjoy more than just fine beverages. Live music fills the platforms each evening on Friday and Saturday. A return ticket between Buckfast Lee or Totnes and Staverton costs £10, with free parking at Buckfast Lee and frequent bus links nearby. Totnes Riverside Station sits a brief 450-metre stroll from the mainline station, ideal for guests arriving by train or coach. Bringing together heritage rail travel and Devon's finest ales has become a much-loved tradition, said Ernie Ellsworth Wilson, General Manager of the South Devon Railway. Spring Rails and Ales celebrates both our railway heritage and the region's craft beverage scene, providing a relaxed festival atmosphere played out against one of Devon's most scenic backdrops, he added.
Tyres slashed while parked at Fermoy's. Police have put out an appeal for witnesses following reports of criminal damage to a vehicle near Hipplepen last week. According to police, four tyres of a car were slashed between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Friday the 9th of May. Police believe the incident took place while the car was parked at Fermoy's Garden Centre. Anyone with information or CCTV or dashcam footage is asked to contact the police via Devon and Cornwall Police website or by calling 101 and quoting 502-50116248. Information can also be passed anonymously to independent charity Crime Stoppers by calling 0800 555 111 or reporting it online at www.crimestoppersuk.org.
More than 1,000 reports of stolen sheep last year. Devon and Cornwall Police received more than 1,000 reports of sheep being stolen last year, a Freedom of Information request has revealed. In 2024, the force received a total of 1,101 reports denoting stolen sheep, the FOI shows. It does not, however, mean that 1,101 sheep were stolen last year. This is because not every report made to or by police specified the number of sheep stolen. As such, the true number of sheep stolen in 2024 is likely higher than the number above. As a recent example, police received a report of an attempted theft of around 60 sheep from the Newton Abbot area on April the 12th. Grazing animals can be an easy target, especially in remote rural locations.
Moore School allowed to permanently operate. An independent school for children with special educational needs has been allowed to permanently operate from a woodland in the Dartmoor National Park. Members of Dartmoor National Park Authority unanimously backed the application by Running Deer School, which runs the Forest School in 16 acres of Butterdown Wood near Moreton Hampstead, calling it fantastic and said they couldn't endorse it enough. The authority gave a 5-year temporary permission to the school of 10 pupils and 16 staff in 2020 to assess the impact of development, which includes 5 wood-clad teaching pods, 6 parking spaces and a drop-off point at the site access. A forest school uses the natural environment as a primary learning space. Director of Education and Special Educational Needs Coordinator at Running Deer, Nick Hurst, told DNPA that being in woodland had a clinical and psychological benefit to both young people and adults. He said, "When we are talking about generations of young people who are raised on smartphones and screens, having 6 hours of the day in nature to be in an environment away from screens has a significant impact." He said this unique opportunity was the key to success of the school and was allowing children who would otherwise be on the fringes of education to access their potential. Members were told that the woodland was being managed by the Community Interest Company and therefore a woodland management plan would not be necessary as part of the planning conditions. Any concerns about the impact on the site are completely outweighed by a group of young people being educated in this environment and where they have respect for it.
New town mayor is elected. The new mayor of Dawlish has been officially elected for the coming year. Councillor Anthony James will take on the role and was formally presented with the chain of office by retiring mayor Councillor Lynn Goodman Bradbury at Dawlish Town Council's annual meeting. Councillor Linda Littlewood was elected as deputy mayor. Councillor James announced his mayoral charities for the year will be Ames, Assist Teambridge and the Strand Centre. Also at the meeting, Councillor Goodman Bradbury presented her three nominated charities, Dawlish Against Plastic, the Strand Centre and Talking Newspapers, with £330 each from money raised during her year in office. Her final duty was to present the Dawlish Community Awards. The Youth Award went to Maisie Brock for her contributions to various charity events and volunteering. The Adult Award to Michael Butterfield for keeping Dawlish clean and well kept, and to Dawlish Celebrates Carnival Committee.
Droning on with the eye in the sky. Police deployed drones more than 800 times in the first quarter of this year across Devon and Cornwall, a Freedom of Information request has shown. Between January the 1st and March the 31st, there were 868 individual drone flights. The technology allows police to cover larger areas with less officers, to obtain images and information from different angles, and to get views of areas where it would be dangerous to send a person. Examples of use have included capturing evidential images at crime scenes, searching for missing people and offenders, and supporting partner agencies such as the Fire Brigade.